Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Eric Hathaway, Portfolio Manager with RBC Global Asset Management's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last week, my colleague Neil Sun discussed the turbulence in U.S. markets and our cautious positioning. If you missed it, look for it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This week, I'd like to take a deeper dive into one of our preferred sectors when it comes to positioning defensively, asset-backed securities, or ABS. Asset-backed securities first debuted in the mid-80s, initially used to securitize classic consumer receivables like auto loans and credit card balances. Over the past four decades, the market has expanded significantly, now encompassing a wide range of collateral types, from music royalties to fine art. Today, the U.S. ABS market issues over $300 billion in bonds annually, with traditional sectors like auto loans, credit cards, and equipment leases still dominating. However, structured finance is creative and more esoteric deals emerge regularly. Recently, we've seen a surge in digital infrastructure collateral such as data centers and fiber networks. So what is it we like about ABS and why do we think it's defensive? Well, firstly, ABS bonds offer built-in structural protections that absorb losses from collateral before they make their way to investors' bonds. Most deals are structured with multiple tranches, giving investors the ability to select ratings from AAA through BBB and sometimes into high yield. These bonds are also bankruptcy remote, meaning that even if the issuer defaults, bondholders are generally protected from principal losses. Another key advantage is their shorter duration. Since underlying assets like auto leases or agricultural equipment loans typically range from 3 to 7 years, the bonds created from these cash flows are even shorter, usually between 1 and 5 years. This shorter maturity profile means ABS securities have less spread duration, making them more resilient in risk-off environments where credit spreads widen. The current shape of the yield curve also makes ABS particularly attractive. With front-end rates elevated as the Fed remains patient on inflation, shorter duration ABS bonds can offer similar, or sometimes better, yields than longer-term riskier assets in other sectors. Given that spreads remain tight, allocating to shorter ABS structures can preserve or pick carry while positioning portfolios defensively if economic conditions weaken. Of course, ABS is not without risks. Most ABS deals ultimately rely on the U.S. consumer, as repayment depends on individuals keeping up with their financial obligations. Recently, we've seen some deterioration in consumer metrics, including rising delinquencies, but much of this reflects a post-COVID normalization along with some inflationary pressure, particularly in lower income segments. That said, the broader consumer remains supported by historically low household leverage, high levels of household wealth, and a strong labor market. The outlook will continue to evolve under the new administration and its economic policies, including potential tariffs and fiscal measures. At RBC, we manage these risks by focusing on high-quality deals and positioning ourselves carefully within the capital structure. And that's how we use asset-backed securities to strengthen portfolios here at RBC Global Asset Management. Thanks for joining me on this edition of the Weekly Fix, where we explore the key topics shaping markets and investments.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.